Chapter 4. April. Inner poise. Weight, 9 stone. Alcohol units, 0. Marvellous. Cigarettes, 0. Calories, 2,250. I am trying to develop inner poise. In other words, I'm trying to appear calm and relaxed. I keep repeating inner poise to myself. 9 p.m. My father called. His voice sounded very strange.
Bridget, turn your television on to BBC One.
I switched on my TV. It was an advertisement for a chat show. Suddenly, I saw my mother, with her face made up and a new hairstyle. I was very shocked. One of the chat show hosts was talking.
And we'll be introducing our new presenter, Pam Jones, he was saying. Pam is going to present our new series, Suddenly Single. Pam has recently become single herself.
Dad was very upset. Mum hadn't even told him about the TV presenting job. Poor Dad. I don't think he knows anything about Julio or the man from the tax office. Thursday the 6th of April. Weight, 8 stone 13. Alcohol units, 5. Jude's fault. Cigarettes, 2. That doesn't mean I've started smoking again. Calories, 1,765. I met Jude for a drink. Then I saw my friend Magda's husband, Jeremy, sitting in a quiet corner of the restaurant. I waved at him, but when he saw me, he looked horrified. There was a woman with him. She was A, not Magda, B, not yet 30, and C, wearing an expensive suit which I have seen in a shop but couldn't afford to buy. I walked towards Jeremy's table, but he started talking to the woman very fast. Then he looked up and smiled at me, as if to say,
"It's a business meeting."
I gave him a look which said, "I don't believe you," and walked on. What should I do now? Magda is my friend. Should I tell her about Jeremy and this woman? Should I not tell Magda? Should I ring Jeremy and threaten to tell Magda unless he stops seeing this woman? Finally, I decided not to tell anyone. Tuesday the 11th of April. Weight, 8 stone 11. Alcohol units, 0. Cigarettes, 0. Next week, my company is publishing an important new book, Kafka's Motorbike. I have been invited to the party to celebrate the book's publication. Lots of top people from the publishing world will be there. I'm scared about this party. I'm not very good at parties. But I have been reading a magazine article about how to behave at them. When you are introducing people to each other, you should give each person some information about the other person. For example, "This is John. He's from New Zealand and he enjoys windsurfing." You should go to a party with a clear aim. For example, to meet people who can help you in your career or to make friends with a particular person. Monday the 17th of April. Weight, 8 stone 12. Alcohol units, 0. Very good. Cigarettes, 0. Very good. Right, tomorrow is the Kafka's Motorbike Party. Here are my aims for the party. 1. Not to get too drunk. 2. To meet people who will be able to help me in my career. I'll think of some more aims later. 11 p.m. Right. 3. To use the social skills I learned about in the article. 4. To make Daniel think I have inner poise so that he will flirt with me again. 4. To meet and sleep with a sex god.
No! 4. To make interesting contacts with people in the publishing world and other professions in order to find a new career. Oh, God. I don't want to go to this party. I want to stay at home with a bottle of wine and watch television. Tuesday, the 18th of April. The party started badly. I could not see anyone that I knew. I got a drink, then I saw Perpetua talking to a newspaper reporter. I went up to her, but she didn't introduce me to the reporter. Then I saw Simon from marketing. I went to join him, but he was talking to a famous author, Julian Barnes. "Did you want something, Bridget?" asked Simon. "Ah, yes," I said, trying to think of something quickly. "Yes?" Simon and Julian Barnes both looked at me. "Do you know where the toilets are?" I asked. Oh, no. Why did I say that? Julian Barnes smiled faintly. "Ah," he said. "Actually, I think they're over there." "Thanks," I said. I went out of the exit door and leaned against the wall. The party was not going very well for me. I breathed in deeply, whispered in a poise to myself, and went back into the party. Perpetua was still standing by the door, talking to two of her awful friends, Piggy and Arabella.
"Ew, look! There's Mark," said Piggy.
"Oh, yeah," said Arabella. "He's left his wife, hasn't he?"
I looked up and saw a dark-haired man in a suit standing in front of me. "Hello, Bridget," he said. I opened my mouth with shock. It was Mark Darcy. "Hello," I said. Then I remembered the article and turned towards Perpetua.
"Mark, Perpetua is..."
I began, and then paused. "Yes," said Mark.
"Is my boss, and is buying a flat in Fulham, and Mark is," I said, turning to Perpetua, "a top human rights lawyer."
"Oh, hello, Mark. I know of you, of course," said Perpetua,
as if Mark was a member of the royal family. "This is Natasha," said Mark, introducing a tall, thin, attractive girl beside him. "Natasha is a top lawyer who specialises in family law." Natasha, Perpetua and Arabella all started to talk together in loud voices. Later, I was putting on my coat when I felt someone's hands round my waist. I turned round.
"Daniel!"
"Jones, why are you leaving the party so early?" He leaned over and kissed me. You smell nice." Then he offered me a cigarette. "No, thank you," I said. I wish that Daniel wasn't so attractive. "Have you been at the party? I didn't see you."
"I know you didn't, but I saw you. You were talking to Mark Darcy."
"How do you know Mark Darcy?" I was very surprised.
"I met him when we were both at Cambridge University, but I don't like him."
"How do you know him?" "He's the son of friends of my parents," I replied. "I've known him since we were children."
"Come on, Bridge," said Daniel, leaning towards me. "I need to talk to you."
"No," I said. "I've got to meet someone."
"What a pity," he said. "Well, see you on Monday."
11 p.m. I just called Jude and told her about Daniel. Then I told her about Mark Darcy, who had turned up at the party looking rather attractive.
"Wait a minute," said Jude. "You don't mean Mark Darcy, do you? The lawyer?"
"Yes. What? Do you know him?"
"Well, yes," said Jude. "I mean, my company's done some work with him.
He's extremely nice and attractive.
Friday the 28th of April. Alcohol units, 14. Cigarettes, 64. Calories, 8,400. At 8:45 last night, I was running the water for a bath when a car alarm started making a terrible noise. Then the doorbell rang. I picked up the entry phone and heard Magda's voice saying loudly,
"Jeremy is having an affair!"
I rushed downstairs and found Magda outside crying. She was sitting in Jeremy's car, which was making a dreadful noise. The baby was sitting in the back of the car, screaming. Magda was looking for the switch to turn the car alarm off.
"Turn it off!"
shouted someone from an upstairs window.
"I can't!" shouted Magda.
She took out her mobile phone and screamed into it.
"Jeremy, I'm not coming back! Just tell me how to turn off the car alarm!"
I got into the car with Magda. We pulled all the switches trying to turn off the car alarm. An angry crowd started to gather around the car. Then Jeremy roared up on his motorbike. But instead of turning off the alarm, he started trying to grab the baby out of the back seat. Dan, the Australian guy who lives below me, opened his window.
"Bridget!" he shouted. "There's water pouring through my ceiling!"
Oh no! I had forgotten to turn off the bath when I rushed outside to help Magda. I ran upstairs, but I had shut the door of my flat and the key was inside. Then Dan appeared in the hall. He opened the door of the flat using a credit card. There was water everywhere. At last, Dan managed to turn off the taps. Suddenly, the car alarm stopped. I rushed to the window and saw Jeremy's car racing down the street, followed by Jeremy on his motorbike. After Dan left, the doorbell rang. I ignored it. It rang again, on and on, without stopping. I picked it up.
"Darling," said a drunken voice. I knew that voice. It was Daniel.
"Go away," I said.
"No, let me explain."
"No."
"Bridge, I want to come in. I love you."
"Go away. You're drunk," I said in the strongest voice I could manage.
"Jones."
"What?"
"Can I use your toilet?"
Saturday, the 29th of April. Alcohol units, 12. Cigarettes, 57. Calories, 8,489. Excellent. It's 22 hours later, and Daniel is still here. We've eaten 4 pizzas and an Indian takeaway meal. We've smoked 3 packets of cigarettes and drunk 3 bottles of champagne. I am in love. I may also be A. smoking 30 cigarettes a day. B. engaged. C. stupid. D. pregnant.